Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, we continue our series with multiple guests talking about the culture of franchising. And it's brought to you by Benetrends, iPost, and our newest sponsor, Location 3. Location 3 is the digital marketing agency that delivers enterprise strategy with local activation. Location 3 helps the world's most recognized multi-unit brands achieve growth with customized omni-channel marketing programs. From data optimization and technology integration to performance-focused marketing and advertising, Location 3 can help you reach more customers and grow your business. Location 3, enterprise strategy, local activation. We've got another great lineup this week of franchise experts talking about the culture of franchising and the culture of their brands. Today we'll speak with Sheila Fisher from MFV Expositions, Trevor Rapelet of Franchise Filming, Melanie O'Meara from BDO, and we're going to kick things off with my good friend Alicia Visconti, CEO of FranServe and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Alicia, how are you?
I am rocking and rolling, Jack. Thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it.
It feels like I haven't seen you in about 10 years. I know it hasn't been quite that long.
At least it seems, right?
But we will change that coming up soon. Hopefully, maybe at the IFE in New York this fall, right?
Count on it. All right.
We will see you there. So, you are neck deep in franchising in a few different organizations, and I want to ask you about all of them. So let's start with FranServe, of which you are the CEO. Tell me about the culture at FranServe.
You know, I think a culture really defines a company. And I always say that, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. So at FranServe, we take our businesses very seriously. We love helping people find the right franchise, but we really don't take ourselves that seriously. And I say that because, you know, it is that old statement, work hard, play hard, you know, help others and repeat. And I think that's really about us. We're a team, we're a family. I actually have the FranServe family trademarked. And that kind of tells you how important it is to me and to the team. So that's how I see it. I see I'm kind of at the helm of a wonderful group, and I'm very happy and fortunate to be the CEO of this fabulous company. But I think culture has to be the right fit. And thankfully, I have a team that's been with me for a long time, and we are rocking and rolling these days. So yay for franchising on that regard.
Yeah, you sure are. And you've got another organization that is on fire right now with Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Kind of the same culture, or is there anything a little bit different? Because it is definitely a media company, I should say, is yes, definitely different than a company like FranServe.
Yes, and I will say the culture is similar, but the difference is, boy, with the media company and having deadlines the way we do with Franchise Dictionary Magazine, that's when it gets serious, right? At the end of the month, or when you have to have that added or that editorial piece or whatever it may be, that's when it gets serious for the culture. So a little bit different, but again, the same type of family experience. I mean, we are a team, and I always tease that I'm a franchise mom. I have FranServe, whose colors are blue, so that's my boy. And I have Franchise Dictionary Magazines, whose colors are pink, so there's my girl.
There you go. And speaking of deadlines, if Rose Mango is listening right now, I know I'm missing a deadline this week. And I'm not sure what day this podcast is going to run, but I'm always a little late on a deadline. So I think this is going to be evergreen. But I love that idea of having a little bit of a different culture there with the media company than with FranServe. But it feels like it works pretty well for you, right?
It does indeed. It balances all out. Absolutely.
So let's talk very broad about franchising in general. What is it about franchising that has made you sort of stay in the space now with two different companies that are locked in the space? What is it about franchising that's made you do that? And is there something about the culture that you really feel is compelling?
You know, great insight on that. You know, really, Jack. So for me, my prior background was a lot in the careers industry, and my other organization helped people move up the corporate ladder, so to speak. And, you know, we got to see that corporate America wasn't everything that people thought it was, and it didn't give the opportunities that we thought it was. And certainly with the pandemic, we saw how limited it was. So for me, franchising just really represents opportunity and choices for people about their future. And I am a big believer in career bliss. Yeah, you're not happy in your career. You're not happy, you know, in your home life and work, and it all blends together. So to me, franchising gives people opportunities. They get to be business owners. They get to make a difference in their community. They actually get to impact generations of people, whether they realize it or not. They put people to work at their franchise. They touch their clients whose lives change because of their businesses. So it's so far reaching, and people don't always see that. And I really do, because of where I've sat with corporate America and seeing the limitations and where the horizon is in franchising. It's really such a unlimited choices for people to find their career bliss.
We're back talking culture with Sheila Fisher of MFV Expositions. Hey, Sheila, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thank you. And thanks for having me again on today on your show. I love being here.
I'm so glad you could join us, and want to talk a little bit about culture in franchising and at MFV, and also talk a little bit later on the upcoming shows that I cannot wait to get to. But first, let's talk culture. Tell me about MFV, culture-wise, team-wise, history-wise, and everything.
Okay, so I'll start a little bit with our history. As you probably know, MFB has been around in one form or another for over 40 years. Back in the day, pre-internet, we were producing around 70 shows a year. Times two in a weekend. I know, crazy.
Wow.
You know, that's how people found out about franchising, what it was about, what opportunities existed. Obviously, the internet changed all of that. People now go online to do much of their initial research. So by the time they come to our shows, they understand what franchising is all about. Currently, we're producing 3 to 4 per year in the U.S., and our visitors are typically now on step 2 or 3 of a 6 to 7 step buying process. So they're a little more advanced than, you know, back in the day, just learning.
They're not stumbling into a hotel conference room saying, what is this? Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're smart buyers, educated buyers.
Yes. And as far as our culture goes, MFV has been owned by small family-owned businesses to the world's largest exhibition companies since their inception over 40 years ago. You know, however, through that, MFV has been fortunate enough to have much of the same core dedicated team. So that being said, loyalty and relationships is so important, especially to me, because I've been fortunate enough to be part of MFV for over 25 years.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy, right? I have a unique perspective on the business because I've kind of done everything from, I started as an administrator, I've been in a marketing role, operations, sales. So I played nearly every role within this organization. So to me, it's so important that we've kept our staff. They're extremely loyal. We have some great people with us. So that's really exciting. And on the other side of that, my clients and, you know, the relationships I've built over the years. These people aren't only part of the business, but they've also become family. We've traveled together. We've now Zoomed together. I can't wait to get back on the road together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think part of the culture of franchising is having this circle of people who you don't mind getting stuck in an airport with for a few hours, so because at some point you probably will be, right? So,
yes, so
let's talk a little bit more about the industry in general and all of the clients and the people who've become like family with you. What do you think of the culture? Like, what is it about franchising that keeps people coming back?
You know, I really do believe that the U.S. and the world are going to be full of people who want to or need to be in business for themselves due to the significant changes over the last year. I've never felt so optimistic at any time in my career
about
the resilience of the franchise industry. It's amazing. These people are true entrepreneurs, as we know entrepreneurs to be. Like the 100-year-old saying goes, I mean, they want to be in business for themselves, but not by themselves. And franchising will be the answer for the next 20 years.
Yeah, I think the not being by yourself, that to me is the most compelling thing about franchising. You know, so many of our recent guests talking about the culture of franchising have talked about that exact same thing, not being alone, doing your own thing, having your own vision, running your own business, but, you know, not being on an island with no resources and no one that you can pick up the phone and chat with.
Exactly. And franchising could help, you know, so many people right now. So I think it's a great industry for somebody to look into and start a new career.
Yeah, this could be the year for it. And I have to tell you, I will see you in September at the International Franchise Expo. That's going to be September 24th and 25th at the Javits Center in New York City. I have not missed New York City so much in my entire life. I think this is the longest I've gone in my adult lifetime without being in New York City. So I can't wait to see you and your team and to see all of the great franchisors and to see everybody at the Javits Center in September.
Me too, Jack. I went into New York on Tuesday and I went to the Javits Center to see it because they've put on an addition and it's going to be in that new hall. And it is beautiful. It looks like the meeting rooms are in a hotel. It's just amazing. I'm really excited about everything for New York because it's going to be new. And I think New York's going to open up and that show is just going to be fantastic. So I am looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, me too. And it really is. We talk about this a lot on this show, the comeback of a lifetime. And I really think it's not just a comeback for franchising, but it's a massive comeback for New York City and for so many other businesses as well. And I do want to mention, that's not the only show remaining for this year with your team. There's also the Franchise Expo Houston that's happening October 29th and 30th in Houston. So if you can't make it to New York, but you can make it to Houston, we would love to see you there as well. And you can get information on all of these shows at franchiseexpo.com. Sheila, thank you so much for being here today, and I'll see you in a couple of months in New York City. Back in a moment after this word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends has been working with franchise brands for 30 years, providing funding to get entrepreneurs up and running, plus healthcare, insurance, and payroll. Let's get moving today and get the funding you need quickly and safely at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 30 years of growing America. Next up in our culture discussions, it's Trevor Rapley. He's the CEO of Franchise Filming, a very impressive company that's come into franchising in a big way in the past couple of years.
Yeah, Jack, thanks for having me on. It was great to see you at the Houston show and see people in real life again.
It sure is, brother. I can't wait to see you and your team and everybody else in our little club here once again in the near future. Until then, I'm chatting with people about culture in franchising. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the overall culture of franchising. But first, let's talk a little bit about franchise filming. What kind of culture are you building with this new company?
Jack, it is one of my favorite topics because I've actually never had a full-time gig. I've never worked at another firm. I was a bag boy at like 16 years old for 3 months. And I remember, Jack, like it was yesterday, I won bag boy of the month, right? It was this thing, right? And the very next day, I was a minute late and I got hounded.
How dare you? You were right? A minute late, Trevor.
And I just told myself, this can't be right. And it's just one of my favorite things to learn about Jack is having a place where people are happy to come to work at.
And
Jack, it's something that I think about all the time is how can people feel empowered, happy, and are they doing what they love? So the culture here at Franchise Filming is one where people actually know each other. They know each other on the weekend. They have a 2-year goal with me. I ask everybody twice a year, where do you want to be with me in 2 years? And how can I help you get there?
Nice.
And that's good. One of my favorite things.
It kind of gives everybody a little bit of a realignment or maybe just a level set of, you know, hey, this is where I'm at with the boss or the company or my coworkers, whatever, to say, yeah, 2 years out, I'm still on this path, or I'd really rather be doing something different, or I want to be an astronaut, or, you know, whatever. I like that idea, man.
Yeah. And it's Jack, it's one of those things where if people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves and being able to tell someone, hey, you know, you're here. If you want to get there, I want to help you, but you're going to have to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And that's something, Jack, I love. I love this idea. I love talking about this.
You know, I would have loved that when I was about 24, 25 to have somebody say, hey, if you want to get to this point, here's what you have to do and I will help you along the way. That wasn't really the culture of things back in, you know, let's say 1994, 1995. People weren't really thinking that way. So, man, I love that idea. I think a lot of brands in franchising could use that sort of lift for the next generation of teammates. Let me ask you about franchising in general. Mm-hmm. What do you love about it? What do you love about the culture? I know you're involved in a whole lot of things in franchising right now, but what is it that kind of keeps you coming back?
Jack, franchising, you know, you think it's a big world, but it's really not. Like you see the same groups of people at the same shows. You see someone from 3 years ago that it's just, what I love about franchising is everybody is working for things that are a big picture. It's not just the day to day. It's how can we impact lives? How can we change franchisees' lives? How can we create marketing videos? Franchising is all about making people better.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about franchising. It's everyone has a higher purpose. And I think that's what keeps us coming back.
Our last conversation of the day today is with Melani O'Meara. She's the Senior Manager of Administrative Strategy at BDO. And now we're chatting with Melani O'Meara from BDO. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. It's great to be here.
How's everything going at BDO?
Everything is good. There's a lot of action going along. along, a lot of movement. We're so busy, but that's a good thing. I'd rather be busy than not.
Yeah, yeah, good time to be busy. So we're talking about culture in franchising. And first I wanted to find out a little bit about BDO. How would you describe the culture there?
I think culture is very important here. We do have a set of core values that is repeated constantly and actually put into action, which is great. There are five of them. But I think the one that stands out to me the most is people first part of it. Hmm. And that's kind of the biggest motivation or the why of helping people in what we do is caring about people and putting people first and being respectful and actually that building that trusting kind of relationship. So for me and our core values at BDO, that's the one that actually stands out the most.
I love that. And franchising in general, overall, what do you find compelling about the culture within this industry?
Franchising as an industry has been the best industry I've ever been exposed to. And I think it's for a very, very similar reason to the core values here at BDO with the people first part of it, is that everybody's so eager to help each other. Mm. You know, people reach out. The calls that we've been on during like that COVID period,
yeah,
of everybody getting together and checking in on each other, and you know, is one part of that. And then, you know, CEOs of very large franchise systems helping out like the little guys. And there's like that constant kind of give back and helping each other out part that I've never seen anywhere else. And that's the thing that I love the most about the franchise industry.
Thanks again to all of today's guests for sharing their views on the culture of franchising. Before we go, a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. And thank you for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.